At the bridge, Zarya once again admired the intricate metal scrolling that made up the rails. She ran her gloved hand gently over the top, listening to her feet land on the wooden planks with a steady clop, clop, clop. The river twinkled in the muted morning light. The only creatures to disturb its smooth surface were a family of swans. As she watched them, they honked in agitation and took flight, spoiling the peaceful setting.
"Morning, princess,"
came a raspy voice ahead of her. Zarya glanced up from the swans and jerked in surprise. In the middle of the bridge, crouched on the rail, was a brown creature dressed in rags. It had overly big ears, which were the same size as its head, and a long nose. Its mouth held a perpetual frown, pulled in a grimace. When it attempted a smile, it revealed yellow teeth. Zarya rubbed her eyes to erase the strange image. Except it didn't erase, it moved closer.
"Princess be lacking manners,"
it said, wiping a gnarled hand across its nose, sniffing loudly.
"Won't matter if you be mannered or not in the end. Taste all the same to me."
"What are you?"
Zarya asked worriedly, clutching her backpack, toying with the zipper. If she could get into her backpack, she could grab her mobile and call her mom. Was this a joke? Christopher's mom was going to be the least of his problems when Zarya caught up with him. This was not funny.
"Ignorant and mannerless, Tisk. I be the river's guardian,"
the manlike creature stated, pointing to himself with slightly webbed fingers.
"You may call me Olaf, if you be likin'."
A shaft of light lit him up, revealing that his brown skin was leathery in parts and scaly in others. The scales glinted a muted, muddy blue-brown. He scratched his chin and then moved closer. Silently, he slipped off the rail and straightened to full height, revealing a tall body and long, lanky limbs. Zarya took a step back, feasting her eyes on Olaf. He reminded her of creatures in her books, but uglier. He was definitely not human. Maybe Christopher had nothing to do with Olaf's presence. That meant she was either dreaming or stumbling into her very own story. A dash of excitement filled her belly.
"Do you grant wishes?"
she asked with eager anticipation, letting the zipper of her backpack go.
"Wishes?"
Olaf asked incredulously.
"Wishes?" he laughed. "My stomach be wishing for fresh meat. It's been far too long. Come here, princess, and let me eat you."
The excitement in Zarya's belly vanished instantly, replaced with a cold slither of fear.
"Eat me,"
she squeaked. Olaf nodded.
"I be very hungry."
"Oh, well, I can see how that would be tempting,"
Zarya said, scrambling for an alternative. Her scattered thoughts landed on the fairy tale of the three billy goats Gruff. She breathed a little easier. Straightening up, she said,
"But I'm only a child. I am not fattened up."
"Nay,"
Olaf said wickedly, his mouth stretching into an awkward smile.
"I've watched you for weeks, princess. You kept crossing my waters over this very bridge, protected by your youth. Today be your 13th birthday, though, be it not? You not be protected anymore."
The situation was worse than she feared. He'd been watching her? How had she not noticed?
How did you know?
"I can smell it. Princess, you have the sweetest blood of all. You will be tender, tender and juicy."
"Don't come any closer, pervert," she stammered.
Zarya scrambled back on the bridge, and Olaf stopped his advancement, eyeing her with bemusement. That look was definitely worse than when Olaf looked at her hungrily. She would not be eaten. She refused to let it happen. But Olaf was fearsome, and he terrified her with his calm demeanor.